about the courthouse up there.
Hello.
Hi.
All right, thank you, Scott. All right, good afternoon, everyone. This is Commissioner Brian Colker meeting on the 12th floor of the Capitol today. It's October 9th, a little after 1 o'clock for a informal on case numbers PU13-329 and PU13-330, dealing with Griggs County Telephone, a request for designated as a eligible carrier, as well as a PCNN. There's been some mergers that have taken place, but we won't get into that right now. I don't have any opening comments. I'd be happy to offer my colleagues if they have any.
No opening comments, except to say I always look forward to coming back to my old telephone days a little bit here.
Sounds perfect.
Fun.
Commissioner Fedorchak?
I don't have any opening comments.
Okay. We have all three commissioners here in the room, and we're joined by Patrick Fawn and Sarah Cardwell from staff. And we've got Tom Burns. Tom, you're on the telephone still?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And Tyler Gildy, the GM of Griggs County Telephone. Is that correct?
That's correct, sir.
Okay, so Tyler, I'll ask you first. We'll go ahead and let the company make their case. If you want to start, or Tom, it's up to you guys, however you want to proceed.
I think I'll let Tom proceed with that, if I could.
Okay, sounds good. Tom, it's your nickel.
Commissioners, this is Tom Burns. I'm a consultant for Griggs County Telephone Company. And some time back, Griggs County Telephone Company and the boards of Griggs County and Moore and Liberty Telephone Company agreed that Moore and Liberty would be merged into Griggs County. The commission processes don't support the transfer of certificates of public convenience and necessity or ETC designation. So to accomplish that, we made two filings. We made a filing to expand the service area of Griggs County Telephone to encompass the present footprint for Moore and Liberty Telephone, and seek a certificate of public convenience necessity, and second, to seek eligible telecommunications carrier support in that same area. This was a business decision to merge these. They are the same people working in the same geographic area. Tyler is the same management, and his team are the same management group working on this. And effectively, we're looking for your support to accomplish this transition. And I'd open it up for questions if I can answer those.
Okay, thank you, Tom. I just had a couple basic ones. So you're telling me that there's no one services plans are going to change, no interruption in service that we would foresee because of this?
That is correct. That's my understanding.
Okay, though I don't have any other questions. I'd open it up for my colleagues.
I really don't have any other questions either, to tell you the truth, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Tyler and Tom, were you going to talk to Tyler? If you need to. Okay. Tell us the timeline on this. Is this already effectively happened?
Yes.
Is this underway? Tell us, kind of give us an overview of where you are in the process of merging.
What happened is back in 2010, Griggs County Telephone, as a primary applicant, along with Moore and Liberty, applied for stimulus funds for a fiber-to-the-home project. That was awarded, and that was $22 million. And so basically that was to build out about 90% of the geographical areas of all the exchanges involved. And what transpired is we then went back to RUS to get the remaining 10% of the geographical area financed through a loan, and because of that application, they suggested that the two companies merged. Mm. So with the application already in process and already there, we tried to get it in and had the merger completed on October 1st of last year, and it sat at the RUS and is still sitting there as we speak today. So that's really the reason why the merger took place. We were happy the way it was, that it was fine, but it was mostly financial to get another loan to finish up, so we'll have 100% fiber to the home coverage in those exchanges. Okay. And just for an update, Moore and Liberty's exchanges of Enderlin and Sheldon are completed. They're 100% fiber to the home throughout the exchanges. Findlay and Griggs County is done as we speak, and Cooperstown, Binford, and McHenry are getting worked on as we speak. And they'll be completed by about June of next year.
Will customers notice anything different as a result of this merger?
No. Because of the two companies operating together, basically, they were the same management, same staff. They basically knew us as MLGC anyway. So nothing is going to change on that part of it. So
it's pretty much on paper.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
For financing.
Same people, same management, same owners.
Are there other benefits to being merged?
I think primarily it's the it was financially driven from the standpoint of access to capital mm-hmm. to finish that out. That was the what caused that to happen.
And why did they want you to merge? I mean,
because
what
the two applicants applied together as a stimulus, and because those assets were all rolled up into one, it was very difficult to separate and just apply for one entity going forward.
Okay.
So at their suggestion, and this was about June of last year, their suggestion was those two companies merge.
And what was the RUS funding for? You got the ERA funding.
Yep.
Then you applied for more from RUS?
Yep, that's the finish. In that application, there's about 90% of the area that 90% of the area was covered in the ARRA. 10% of it was not a part of that. That was in the town of Cooperstown and the town of Binford. We left those out. We did the rural areas with that application.
Okay.
We want to complete that and have fiber to the home in Cooperstown and in Binford. So we went out for the additional traditional RUS loan financing.
Okay. So how much additional did you get from RUS?
Currently, right now, that application is still waiting in limbo with RUS.
And that
That's about $5 million. So our total, converting to fiber to the home, is about a $30 million investment. Pretty close, give or take.
And how many customers does that cover?
Right now, the is 2,000 that covers with the stimulus, and we have about 500 left to cover.
And do they pay anything additional?
No.
None of these charges at all are passed along to the customer?
No.
An increase?
Nope. The only thing that had changed was the ability to offer bundles, which included from telephone to internet and cable TV. So they had choices out in the rural areas for cable TV provider. Phone stayed the same, and internet, the only thing that changed was the speed. DSL speeds that used to be 1.5 all the way up to 8 are now start at a minimum of 5, and we go to 20. The technology is there to go to 1 gig.
Okay. This question doesn't really have to do with this case, but what do you do for a head end for your TV service?
We have our own head end in Enderlin, North Dakota.
Do you partner with anyone on that?
No,
or
we did it ourselves.
Okay.
Back in 2002, we acquired some cable TV properties in Kindred, North Dakota, and also Northwood. And in doing that, we acquired head ends in each locations. And I should also clarify that Enderlin and Finley were also part of that purchase. So, in fact, we acquired 4 head ends, and through the years, we consolidated to 1. It's a very costly venture to do it on your own, but at this point, it was in our best interest.
So were those independent small cable companies, or was
yep.
that a sell-off of a bigger company?
Lortel out of Minnesota owned those properties prior. When we bought it, they only had 36 channels.
Only 36?
Only 36 channels.
Well, how
I'm sorry to say that, but now they got about 200. So, and with our fiber-to-the-home deployment, we use a RF overlay and distribute it like a traditional cable TV company would, except it's over glass. So I don't do anything IPTV or anything like that, which I think in most cases of some of the companies, that's what they chose. But because we had traditional cable company and a fiber, it was best to go down that route. So
you're offering the cable yourself?
Right.
Okay, well. Now you need to educate me on what a head end is. I'm not the
sure.
former.
That is where we aggregate all the content. So satellite dishes, bring the content down, such as whether it's ABC, NBC, all the channels come into that head end, and they are brought out to the customer. So we basically bring in everything, HBO, all those, come into that facility, and then is distributed out. And that's what a head end is called.
The facility.
Yep.
It's a location for that.
Anything else?
How many customers did you say you have?
Total?
Yeah.
It's, I think the count, about 2,600, something like that. 2,700. I can get more specific.
No, that's fine.
Okay. Patrick, did you have any follow-up questions?
No questions, thank you.
So do you concur with this request, or you have any concerns at all?
No concerns.
Okay, fair enough. All right, Commissioner Crisman, anything else?
No, I don't.
No? Commissioner Fedorchak?
No.
Okay. I don't know if it's Tom or Tyler, but would one of you offer this up as your testimony today?
Yes.
Okay.
I'd be happy to do it, but Tyler, you're there, so.
You bet.
All right. Well, we'll receive your testimony. It's informal, so I'm not a judge, but we still like to get whatever you said today as part of the official record. Just a timing question. Is there anything that you'd need this decision quicker than our next regular scheduled meeting since we just had one today?
Tom, do you see any reason why that would be an issue?
No, I think that there's paperwork that has to be filled about ETC certification coming up, but I doubt that process is, we're going to make it through this before that process gets done, so I think it'll just go another year. On the federal side, those 481s, isn't that correct?
That's correct. Yeah. The FCC certification has to come up, and the new, I believe there's a new one that comes to you, right? Is that what you're talking about, Tom?
That is what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Well, now that brings up another question. Sarah's here too, but the certification we're having some of those other companies sign, do you want the same certification signed for this company? Because it's kind of a different status, if
this
you will.
This is a whole different thing, I think.
Right, I just want to ask that question, though, because this is, they have storefront, obviously, in the state, so it's, but just to clarify.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, unless we hear differently from you guys via Patrick, we'll put it for the next meeting for vote.
I do have one question for Pat, in case this would be meaningful. When we redid the maps this summer, and then, you know, we found that there were some areas that actually didn't have a service provider and some that, according to the maps, had to. Does this area have any discrepancies in it or anything that we need to iron out as long as this process is going on so that our map stays clean? And
well, when we went through that process and filed the exchange boundary maps with the FCC, at that point in time, Moran Liberty and Griggs County Telephone Company exchange boundaries were clarified, and I would have to ask at this point if they've acquired any customers outside of their exchange boundaries that would change the lines, but I don't think so. And
nope.
We would use those exchange maps in this proceeding for the certificates of public convenience and necessity for Enderlin and Sheldon.
Okay. Very good.
Okay. Going once, going twice. Tyler, anything else?
Okay. Nothing, sir.
All right. Tom, anything else out there?
No, sir.
Okay. Randy, Julie? All right. We'll go ahead and close the informal on case numbers PU 13329 and PU 13330. Thank you.
Thank you.